We'll be right back. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Did her event in Florida in 2020. I was one of the speakers that spoke on that stage. And then we have Marshall, who is actually right now a patriot here in New York City, fighting for America, seeing a literal invasion in New York. And so welcome everybody that's watching. I'm sorry we were a little late. We had some technical difficulties that we had to work out. So thanks for waiting and watching. So anyway, Marsha, why don't we start this with you? Justice is in America is your channel. And why don't you talk about what's happening in New York, and then we'll actually go over to JJ and go into the topic of what's happening at the border.
Thank you, Dr. Crowley. Well, you know, just to summarize and move on to our guest, what I have been seeing here on a local level in New York is absolutely exactly what you said, which is an invasion. I live, for example, in Canarsie, Brooklyn, and what I have been seeing for a couple of weeks is where I live is consistency with a lot of mopeds driving past the house and in the neighborhood as well. It's bad here as far as the crime rate is concerned, wherein 4 years ago when I would take the subway, I don't feel comfortable taking the subway any longer because, of course, the cashless veil and all of the illegal infiltration, which we know is deliberately being done for this globalist agenda. So what I've had to basically do here in New York is basically shift. So whereas time passed, when I would take the subway, I take the express bus going into Manhattan and out of Manhattan. I can recall maybe about 2 months ago when I was in the city, and I was coming from Lincoln Center from seeing a play, and I was walking with a friend of mine down from, we were approaching 42nd Street, and then it was like a whole bunch of Africans that were like just standing on a sidewalk doing absolutely nothing. And as I approached 40 and 8th Avenue, there was a taxi, for example, that was waiting for me. And I literally jumped across the street because, I mean, they were holding up the wall, you know, doing nothing here. So, you know, just to say again, not to be repetitive, yes, I mean, you know, the mayor knows. I mean, you know, the officials on a local level, city council knows. You know, I mean, this is being done deliberate. I mean, for example, my local city councilwoman, I mean, the only thing that I see her doing is, you know, partying. I look at her social media and it's all about partying. I mean, and, you know, this is deliberately being done. And what is so, you know, what is so interesting to me is, you know, and you know what, I'm going to play race card as a Black American man, which, you know, so many Blacks do, you know, is it's like, you know, Black people are, Black people are lost in the sauce, a lot of them. And I don't mean spaghetti. And I'm asking him, do you see this? And it's like, you know, persona non grata. So, yeah.
Well, anyway, Marsha, there's something breaking up with your, audio too. So I don't know if you can fix something on that, but it's a little distracting. So anyway, well, let's go to Christy. Christy, why did you get into this fight? I mean, I know that you didn't have to. It's easier not to. But I know that you've been down at the borders. I was actually down at McAllen, Texas with you when you did that event. And I know how they sabotaged. Remember how they sabotaged your event, even with ticket sales? And General Flynn, Colonel Ellen West, you know, I was one, and Vandersteel, a number of us. But we actually then went down to the borders. And, you know, we actually prayed at the borders and formed a human chain. So why don't you tell why you got into this? And then we can talk to JJ and we'll kind of go between us about what's happening and some of the real stats that are actually happening as we speak.
That was an incredible event. The reason why I got into this is that most of your audience and most of the people even within the movement do not understand my background. Most people think I'm a mom and a private citizen who got fed up and saw what was going on. And all of that is 100% true. But God has positioned me with a very unique set of skill sets and a lens. We all have gifts and talents that God prepares us for. I have been in the defense industry for well over 25 years. We've owned private consultant businesses, the Department of Defense, the Department of Justice, DHS, the Pentagon, the DLA have all contracted our companies at the highest levels. We carry very high level security clearances, and we do projects such as we help with the troop drawdown in Iraq and Afghanistan, where our company won 4 LEAP awards and was awarded those directly from Leon Panetta under the Obama administration. We were tasked under Donald J. Trump, President Trump, to look on wars on different fronts and our capabilities. And I'm just now revealing this in the last year and a half or so, because God is, it's on his timing, not on mine. And so when I got going to the border, I was called to this by the Lord. I stepped down as CEO of my company. And by the way, I had a very good life. I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth, worked very hard, went to school. My mother was a bus driver. My father was a construction worker. And they taught me what the value of hard work was. And I was, I've always loved my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I didn't always serve him. Very different. But I was having a Bible study in 2020. And God called me to this. And he said, Christy, I called you in 93 and I called you in 2012. You denied me both times. Are you going to deny me a third? That was very powerful. I'm not going to get into that tonight, but it was a discussion between me and the Lord. It was an audible. And I finally threw my hands up in the air, Mary. And I said, you know what? I'm not equipped. I'm not qualified. And I'm a nobody. But for the first time, I'm going to say yes. And I'm going to be all in, no matter what it looked like. And little did I know the journey that he had me on. I started a Heal Our Land bus tour leading up to the 2020 presidential election, because somebody who's actually been in the Pentagon with very high level meetings, I've been in the basements, been in theater and war zones in Afghanistan and everywhere. I have a different perspective on Washington, D.C., having had multiple corporate houses and things for our team, because that's where we did most of our works and our contracts out. And so the border started because of a friend of mine, Caroline Wetherington, who asked me to go down to Yuma 2 weeks into the Biden administration, 2 weeks into the Biden administration. And before I do anything, I always pray, say, God, is this where you want my talents, my gifts, and my time and my treasures? And he said, Christy, not only do I want you to go to Yuma, but I want you to take a small, very elite, skilled team, and I want you to go into Tijuana, Mexico, and I want you to drive the full almost 3,000 miles of the southern border. I am probably the only person in my team to do such a task. We've done well over 132 plus border missions, both northern border, southern border, Mexico, Central America, and over in Europe. America needs to understand something. You know, this is beyond borders. This is beyond what's going on at the northern and southern borders, the East Coast, the West Coast border. And by the way, we have an aerial border and we have a underwater border, because we have submarines and all sorts of stuff that are infiltrating into the country. This is war. They declared war a long time ago. We have our enemy, including enemies within, who are actively working with both Iran, China, Russia, and other players, TCOs, to bring down the United States of America. And borders is the major conduit, so to speak, that they're utilizing to completely break America's back.
Well, and just to interject, and then I want to go over to JJ. So many people that I see, that they almost don't care. I mean, they're just kind of going about their day and doing everything. And like, you know, that I have the documentary about sex trafficking in America. And when I came back from Thailand in 2017, and God told me to do it about America, not Thailand, and people almost didn't want to know. Oh, this is too disturbing. I can't hear this. JJ, we were talking earlier before, as we were waiting to get some of the technical difficulties worked out, and the stats that you gave me were astounding. I know a lot, but this was shocking. Why don't you share some of the things you shared with me about the actual statistics of the border invasion?
Okay. And first, I want to go back to Marshall and say, Marshall, you're 100% correct. Your city is under a siege. And I'll give you an example. In a Clinton neighborhood, I'm sure you were a Clinton neighborhood. It's very middle class, maybe upper middle class. You have a shelter that's in there that is on a city block, has 3,000 illegal alien, single adult military age men from the continent of Africa and Middle East and Venezuela. They're going to double that to 6,000, and they plan to have 9,000 beds there. And the city, the leaders there are losing their mind, because their city, their little community is being absolutely devastated. So Marshall, you're 100% correct. And doctor, you're right. We talked about this. Just look at what DHS numbers that they claim. I don't believe in any of the numbers that DHS gives. They're all skewed, segmented, and lie. They're already showing, proven through FOIA requests that they lie. But let's just use theirs because it's damning. They're Joe Biden and Kamala and that traitor's bunch, by the end of their first term, they will have arrested and released 12 million illegal aliens. 12 million. Of those 12 million, a million plus will be Venezuelans. You'll have almost a million Haitians. You will have 250,000 terrorists, special interest aliens slash terrorists, 200,000 Chinese nationals, with tens of thousands of them being in PLA soldiers. And you have lost, you have arrested and lost 500,000 unaccompanied alien children. Lost, meaning they have no idea where they are. They're all being sex trafficked. I've already interviewed 10 people within my documentary that work inside the NGOs, law enforcement outside, whistleblowers, everything you can imagine. And they all tell me with complete certainty that the United States of America is the world's largest child sex trafficking organization in modern history, period. And we're lost all of our children. We have another 500 plus thousand lost American children that now that I have learned from my sources that the alphabet soup agencies have all acknowledged that this southern to north transit of illegal alien children, they're now Americans' children being kidnapped by the Mexican cartel, running down south that same highway into Mexico, and then flown to Africa, where in Africa they harvest their organs. This is happening in America. We are living in a moral cesspool of evil, and we've allowed it. We talked about this right before we came on. I lay it all on the American man, all of it. God put instilled in us to take care of and protect our women and children, and we failed. We failed on every level possible, every level. And why? Because we're spiritually weak, we're emotionally weak, and physically. We are in an obese society with impotent men. We have been conditioned to believe that masculinity is bad. We have been conditioned that a strong Christian man is evil. And this is what we're now reaping what we sowed for decades. Our churches don't teach us what God teaches. They teach us some flowery crap about some LGBTQ Jesus freak. That's not the God. And when I talk, we talked about God. You guys said God's name. Well, let's talk about him for a second. Do you think that being God that has already told us that he'll put a millstone around your neck and throw you in the ocean if you hurt one of my kids? What do you think he's doing right now looking at us, mutilating our children sexually, aborting tens of millions of babies? Now we're sexually assaulting 500,000 of his children from other nations on top of the 500 plus million of children of U.S. citizens that we just toss into the wayside, don't even care. You think that God is going to judge us? I think he is. So I think America needs to choose a side. You either choose the side that's mutilating, destroying our children, wants open borders and lies and cheat and steals, go on that side, pick that. But if there's another side, but the other side's going to be difficult to be on because everyone hates us. We've been conditioned to be okay to mock our God and to mock us. Look at the Olympics. Look what they did. That was a full frontal mockery of us. Why? Because they're emboldened. We've allowed them to desecrate us for decades, and we're shocked when they put it right in our face in the Olympics. We're shocked. Of course they did. They're emboldened, they're arrogant, and they feel empowered. And that's the world.
Well, that's
we live
why
in
it says, JJ, even the Bible says, choose you this day whom you'll serve. And so we got to make a choice. You know, Marshall, you know, this is, you started Justice in America. There's an event that is going on, you know, September 28th in Queens called The Convergence. And, you know, you're working with a number of people in New York. And why did you start Justice in America? I know you see the invasion, what's happening in New York. And, you know, this is your show. Why did you feel compelled to even do this show today?
Well, to answer your first question, I started Justice in America, which is a private ministry, which is dedicated for you know, for citizens to have an active, godly role in government and in the state of the affairs of the nation, to be a conduit for the people in New York City. Because what I saw with certain ones like Clay Clark and others is that, I'm just going to say this, so I don't want anybody to feel any type of way, and it's not to knock anybody, but I felt that a lot of the different freedom tours didn't want to contend with the principalities and the powers that were here in New York City, wherein we know New York City, like Chicago, like, you know, Los Angeles, is a stronghold city. So, you know, a lot of them, to me, were playing it safe by touring down south and going to the Midwest, you know, or whatever, you know. So, you know, I decided to, you know, bring patriots here to New York to bring a message of freedom and righteousness here to New York, you know. So that was the whole, you know, reason behind the genesis of it, was to bring, you know, the freedom fighters here to speak to the people and give them the strategies and the tools that they will be equipped and be able to stand.
Well, I know Clay did come to Batavia, New York, because I was there, but part of the problem is he's having issues even getting venues. That was the problem. He was canceled out of a lot of venues and things. But I know attorney Tricia Lindsay, you know, and different ones that are going to be at our events. So, you know, we just have to stand together. So going back to you, Christy, you know, right now it seems overwhelming. Tell us some of the things. You brought teams down to the border. Tell us some of the things what are happening down there that you've observed with your teams, because you've actually had to be literally well-armed, and you've got a lot of incredible information that a lot of people, like you said earlier, don't really want to know, but we have to know. Because like JJ just said, many of these guys that have crossed the border are military aged men. And we don't know what's going to be happening in the near future. So,
well, Mary, the atrocities that me and my team have come across and seen personally, the photos, the videos that I personally have on my phones, most people shouldn't have to look at. And it changes you fundamentally as a human being. For me, it's disgusting. I've witnessed everything from decapitated babies' heads to being in stash houses with vile, disgusting things that I don't even want to discuss openly. Sacrifices, that's a real thing. They eat organs. We call them slaughterhouses. I can identify three known slaughterhouses on just over the border, both one in Arizona and two in Texas. This is where they literally take children, women, and young boys and kill them for their organs, by the way, while they're alive. The bodies in the desert, the women who have been beaten, skulls bashed in at the rape trees that I've been to, me and my team. We call it the Mexican Highway. It's a very rough terrain in some of these areas. This is where the gotaways are bringing up those who have already been sold to buyers in the United States of America. And basically, it's a staging ground. There are shackles and ropes and very primitive stuff where they will tie the women or the children down and they violently gang rape them. Women, children who have had anywhere as upwards of 30, 40, 50 men's different semen inside of their body cavities. This is a real thing, and America can close their eyes and they can turn away because it's so horrific. It's so evil. That's a mechanism. I get it. It's a coping mechanism. But at the end of the day, the terrorists who have flooded our borders, and, you know, JJ and I've had numerous conversations about this in depth. The numbers are really in the over 30 plus million. And I want America to understand that's more than 36 states' populations. 30 million plus illegal aliens have invaded the borders of the United States of America since Biden took office. This was premeditated and pre-planned. I have all of the proof. I have documents to prove it. We started this in Alma, Michigan, is where I found the trail of the purposeful pre-planned invasion. America is not going to be able to be silent and go about their business too much longer, because we're going to have multiple frontal terrorist attacks on our soil. It won't look like a 9/11 event. They will be mass casualty events. There'll be a lot of collateral damage because the terrorists, and believe me, I've worked in the Muslim countries for a very long time. You cannot reason with these people. They only understand one thing and one thing only, and that is force, period. And when we have a weak vacuum that has been created by the Biden, Harris, Obama administration. This is what you're seeing. This is the fruition. I did two articles on my LinkedIn profile. They're very in-depth and they're high-level intelligence briefings. I highly recommend your listeners to go read some of those. I could lay it all out, but it would take quite some time. This has been planned. It has to happen for the globalist elites to finalize the plan, and America needs to be removed to do so. We already have the parallel government set up. This is not conspiracy theory. These are facts. Everything I'm telling you, you can go and I can cite you both on government sites, the United Nations, World Economic Forum. I can tell you, I spoke twice last year in person that I was invited to speak on counterterrorism and human trafficking at the United Nations, one in New York and one in Vienna. I've been there. I've been at the table, America. So what I'm telling you, JJ's been at the table. He's been inside the Border Patrol. He's worked the borders. So when we are not telling you these things lightly, this we get a lot of flack. This isn't easy for us. I have bounties on my head. We do this because we love our country, we love our nation. And quite frankly, I want the American people to be prepared for what is coming. And JJ is right. When good men and women sit by, turn their face, turn their cheek, and close their ears and close their eyes to evil, woe to you, because God will rain his wrath. And we're seeing the wrath. We're seeing the gloves of protection of God off of America right now. And he's desperately wanting to come back in. And we need to have the church pastors. We need the leaders to rise up and get rid of the C3 status. They need to be bold. They need to be strong. And they need to teach the real true word of God. And I don't know about you, Marion, that this might not be popular. I am not against anybody in the LGBT community and all of those different things. But what I am against, it's a sin. And I love them enough to tell them the truth. And that's what has to have happened. We have to start speaking the truth no matter what. I have big shoulders. I don't care. I've been called a white supremacist. I'm a Jew. horrible things, racist, bigot. You know what? At the end of the day, I really don't care, because the person I serve and the person I answer to is greater than man and anything they can do. What's coming down the pipe, the evil that you saw on October 7th in Israel, America, I'm telling you right now, you better buckle up, because your children are going to be screaming in the streets. And there's going to be blood running down the gutters, and there will be slaughter. And there's nothing at this point we can do to stop it until people rise up and stand up and take up arms, literally, and unite and be shoulder to shoulder to squash the evil, evilness that has been allowed to run rampant.
Well, you know, that's what God told me on May 2nd, 2020, when I woke up and he gave me these words: we won't shut up until you open up, open the heavens. This is a spiritual war. And one of the things that I've seen with the sex trafficking in particular is the pornography. They flooded countries with pornography that they want to take over. And you know what I always tell men, if there was no demand, there'd be no supply. And so you might say, well, I'm not doing anything. Well, will you go and think that you're watching porn? When you're watching porn, you're literally probably watching people that have been trafficked. Most people don't want to be in porn and they don't want to be trafficked. So, and now 30% of women, you know, watch porn too. Men, every time that I've done my interview and my documentary, all the girls say, all the guys always came to them with their phone. They say, we want you to do this. So if you're out there, you know, like the Super Bowl weekends or whatever, it's the highest trafficked, you know, sex trafficked, you know, day in the world or whatever on that weekend, Super Bowl Sunday in the venue around where it's at. And so we need to really stand up and say, what am I doing? You know, you told Christy just talked about 40 different types of semen in maybe a young girl. You know, they found this. Like, what does it take? A man with pornography, it makes them look like they're an object. They don't think they're raping a little girl or a woman or a boy. They think they're just raping an object. And that's how they can get away with it. And so, JJ, you know, you've seen a lot of things. You told me that a lot of these small towns, that people think, well, I'm in a small town. I'm somewhere. It's not going to affect me. And then, you know, what would you say to those ones? This is affecting even small town America.
You're about to see a proliferation of small towns begin to fall. You see New York, Chicago, Philadelphia, LA, San Francisco, on and on and on. Border towns, border states, and all the way up the East Coast, they're saturated. New York City's saturated. 50% of their hotels are contracted for illegal aliens. Chicago, they have no more space. They're evicting homeless people every 30 to 60 days out of the homeless shelters. So let me just give you two examples. Whitewater, Wisconsin's about an hour, hour and a half from Chicago. They bust over 1,200 nationals from Venezuela and Nicaragua, and now that city has fallen. Fallen. I talked to the chief of police. He says there's crimes committed here now that we've never seen before ever. Child rape, rape of adult, kidnapping, murder, drugs, violent prostitution, child abuse, you name it, it's happening. They've never seen it. I'll give you another one. Just happened 2 weeks ago. Finally came out. Springfield, Ohio. I'm an educated guy. I didn't even know there was a Springfield, Ohio. It's northeast of Dayton. Has 58,000 residents. But now they flooded that city with 20,000 Haitian illegal aliens. And I'm going to tell you, there's another 20,000 going to come right down the barrel within the next 6 months to a year. That city's done. It's over with. It's Port of Prince in Ohio. Let me give you a third one. There is a nation in Africa called Mauritania. Mauritania is about the size of Texas, but only has about 4.7 million people. They just began to allow schoolgirls, young age girls, to go to school. Just started it. Their real name is not Mauritania. It's the Islamic Republic of Mauritania. And Mauritanians have found a route into Cincinnati, Ohio. And now there's thousands of Mauritanians in Cincinnati, and it's going to grow, grow, and grow. How does this work in America? It doesn't. So if you think you're untouched, you think the crime, rape, murder, etc., is not going to touch you, you're a fool. Look what happened to that beautiful woman. That young woman had five kids in Maryland. Raped, strangled, killed. What about the little girl in Houston? Raped by two Venezuelans for 2 hours. We've been talking for 35 minutes. Now imagine another hour and 25 minutes of being sexually abused and raped for 2 hours. And when they're done, they strangle her, 12 years old, beautiful little red hair, braces, threw her dead body in the ditch. I could go on for 24 hours straight, ma'am, and never even touch the surface of the number of crimes illegal aliens commit against American citizens every single day. But we all have to come back full circle and ask the only question that matters. Why? Why would your own federal government allow 30 million people into your nation in 4 years, cause your cities to fall, take all your treasure and give it to illegal aliens? Why? Well, there is only one answer, is they did it intentionally to destroy the United States of America. And as I go on podcasts and give speeches, I end my speech always the same way. You don't like me. You don't like the data that I'm saying. You know the data is true. You just don't like the conclusion that I give. Then if you don't like the conclusion, but everything else comes out legitimate, then why don't you stand up and tell me what the hell is going on in America? And you know what I get every single time, no matter what group I speak to? Silence. Because there is no other explanation. And once that reality hits them, that, oh my God, the federal government is trying to destroy us. Of course it is. You have to be an intellectual moron or someone that does not want to know to come to any other conclusion, except our federal government is the enemy of the people. It's that simple.
Well, and so let's ask this other question, starting with Christy. What can we do? I mean, what can the people do that are watching the program tonight? What can they do?
Get out and dust off the Constitution of the United States of America. It's really that simple. We have a roadmap. It's whether or not you're brave enough and you're willing to sacrifice. What is your threshold? What's the threshold, right? We need to be unified. We need to be together. There's more of us than there are right now of them. It's changing very drastically and very quickly, that number. Why do you think that they are going after the guns? Even during the briefing on the assassination of President Donald J. Trump, the first thing the Democrats do is bring up guns and gun control, right? Or I love what Kamala Harris is for, and that is mandated buyback program, which is basically another term for confiscation of guns. They know as long as there are brave men and women who have guns, it's going to be harder for them. But that's why they're also flooding in the numbers the way that they are. Yep. And if we don't, first and foremost, I would tell every single legal American here to go tomorrow or this weekend and go buy a firearm, multiple firearms if you can. Take a class, learn how to shoot, learn gun safety, teach your children, and arm up. That's first and foremost. That's the first thing I would tell every citizen to do. The second, well, Constitution, buy a gun. Third, you need to be with like-minded other individuals in your community. Start a community organization, whether it's Meet for America, which is mobilize, equip, educate, and train. You know, you have to have a plan. In the military, there's no I in we. We are always together, and we have a plan. We formulate, we have each other's backs. And you have to have a plan, an escape route. You have to have plenty of food supply. You have to have ammunition and weapons. And by the way, you need to make sure your group has the same weapons and the same ammunition, because guess what? If you run out, you can't easily replace those bullets. When they're done, they're done. So there's a lot of things involved in this. If you're interested in doing a virtual training or whatever, you're more than welcome to contact our organization. You can email us, but you have to have a very specific strategy and a plan. And the preppers out there, God love you. Thank you for prepping, but you aren't going to be prepared either. You cannot combat the illegals when they get together and they get on the march. If you look at any mob mentality, so take, for instance, the storming of an embassy. You've got a stronghold of very skilled military men and women. But if they keep coming and keep coming and keep coming, you eventually get overran. And that's what's going to happen, because we have all of these illegals. So you need to be powerful in numbers. And that's the most important thing, I think. And you know what? We need to turn back to God at the end of the day. And we need to stand up, speak up. Like you said, Mary, we cannot be silent anymore. We are the majority. You cannot worry about losing your job or your career or whatever it is because you are afraid to not be politically correct. It is no longer time, because your children will live under oppression one way or the other if you don't stand now. That's where we're at.
So, JJ, what would you say? What can the people do?
You know, for when I've been doing this about 16, 17 months, for the first year or so, I had no answer. I really didn't. Because the fallback is always, we're going to vote new people in. Our elections are worthless. We have Dominion voting. We have mail-in ballots. The NGOs are registering illegal aliens by the millions. So millions of empty mail-in ballots are going to shelters and hotels across America. They're going to gather them up, and they're going to distribute them wherever they need them to be. The elections are worthless. The place that I know, and Christy hit on this, our founding fathers gave us the roadmap. The roadmap is the lowest level of government. So you should take over your city council, your mayor, your school board. Why is that so important? Because the mayor can say, I want no illegals in my country, my county. In fact, I'm going to hire the chief of police that does that. We're going to institute E-Verify. We go out and we elect a sheriff that's going to do our job, because I believe the sheriff, law enforcement community is going to be the community that is going to save America, not the chief of police's, not any of those people, not the federal agencies. It's going to be the sheriffs, and they're going to be able to deputize hundreds of thousands of Americans. I believe that is how it's going to be. But if we don't do that, we're going to live in a lawless society. And Christy's right. If you think that our federal government is not going to weaponize illegal aliens against us, you're crazy. Look, there's already several states that are allowing illegal aliens to enter the police force. There are bills in Congress that's going to allow illegal aliens to join our military. So after we train them, give them the armaments for war, teach them our tactics, they're going to ship overseas with us and literally go and shoot and kill their brothers and sisters in the Middle East? I don't think so. Or worse, we send all of our men over to fight a war and we keep them back here. What do you think happens with 40, 50, 100,000 illegal alien soldiers in America with access to tanks, weapons, RPGs, you name it? We live in a world of insanity, but we also more so live in a corrupt, malicious, traitorous government. It is, and we have to speak in these terms. I know how I sound. I'm very aware of the words I use. 10 years ago, if I heard me speaking, I would think, dear God, that guy needs some medication. There's no way this is happening. That was 10 years ago. If I would have said that 5 years ago, maybe. Now, if you don't speak like this, I think that you need medication. How do you not see what's happening in America? It's in front of you. It's been happening in real time. How do you not see it? How do you not listen to our leaders? They tell us what they're going to do, and then they do it. And then we're shocked when it happens.
You know, Mary, when you look at, for example, this is all political posturing and band-aiding for Kamala Harris, but look at who Biden released for four hostages.
Yep.
Look at his policies, his weak policies on China. Look at his policies on Russia. Look at how much money, the cash of pallet, Obama, billions and billions of dollars under the Obama administration and the Biden-Harris administration with Iran. I have identified, me and my teams, and we've been talking about this. This isn't new information, by the way. I've been talking about all of this for over 3 years now. Anybody who's followed me, I've been sounding the alarm and literally given this intelligence. We right now, currently in Bolivia, have major armaments of Iran. We have China, who has an international spy base and a military operation under the ground, under the disguise of a space research facility in Argentina. In Peru, China is building a $3 billion port. And while they're building that port, and by the way, that port can house submarines and military ships, they're also creating massive, through the Belt and Road Initiative, roadways where tanks and major military can get from the tip of South America all the way into the United States of America. They've already, Iran is one of the major players as well. They've all are working in tandem. Russia and Nicaragua, Jamaica. China has a major port that's already built in Jamaica that houses military grade ships and submarines. Barbados, they have a huge facility that just almost is complete in Barbados. And by the way, with our technology, and I'm not going to get into what we utilize, but we have highly sophisticated satellite systems and things that we can use. We have seen silos. Do you know what those silos house? Missiles, ballistic missiles that can reach the United States in seconds. Cuba, I can go on and give locations, times, dates, where they are and where they're located. Canada, if America does not think for 1 minute that we're not only being surrounded by the enemies of the world, and our government, Republican and Democrat alike, have been handily working with our enemies to bring America to her knees. And the final blow is the Trojan horse, and that you're seeing from the open border system. And that's why I'm telling everybody. And, you know, JJ and I've talked about this. I work with sheriffs all over this country, incredible sheriffs. They are the highest law enforcement of the land, and they are going to be a huge role, and they are going to be deputizing private citizens. I already know some sheriffs who are actually already doing that. We've had conversations for the last year and a half on this. But we can't, we cannot have the few. We need the many. And it's time for America to be the many. Abraham Lincoln said it the best. When you have a government, and I'm paraphrasing, when you have a government who no longer serves the people, who are corrupt, and who do not serve the Constitution of the United States, it is our duty to replace such a government, whether peacefully or through revolution.
Yes. Well, Marshall, you know, as we're running out the show today, you know, there's many people watching, and this is a sobering message, which it's time to wake up. You know, people might want to, you know, shut the light off and say, no, I don't want to believe this, but it's very real. And what they're saying, you know, you've got 50 million people, according to the stats. JJ has already said there was 20 million illegals here, and now there's another 30 million that have come in. 1 in 6 people in America are illegal, is what JJ, I learned that from him before. Marshall, what would you say to the people that are listening? Because it is hard to hear some of this.
Well, what I would say, you know, is to, you know, just to resist and stand. You know, the Bible says, you know, having done all to stand, you know, and what's important to me is during this critical hour in time is to turn off the fake demonic news media. I mean, because we're seeing, you know, exactly what they're doing. They are really, you know, the water carriers of this nefarious agenda, because as we know, you know, and I'm just watching, you know, first week in October, they have this international bird flu summit. So, you know, we're just watching this exactly what they're going to do. But, you know, listen to the voices of truth and, you know, just resist, you know. And, yeah, that's it.
Well, so, JJ, thanks for coming on tonight. How can people follow you? Where can what is your website, and where can people find more information? You have a documentary called Invade. Where can people watch that?
Well, you can get my book Invaded at Amazon. And then I have a documentary that's coming out in October, hopefully in September, but looks like it's going to be October. It's called This Is What Is Treason. And you can go to thisistreason.com. Thisistreason.com to buy the pre-order it. We're selling thousands of them already. The word's already getting out. I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be a shocking documentary. My partner Ryan Matta is a genius at editing, and he's creating something that's never been seen before. It's not going to be this boring, I'm going to take a nap documentary. It's going to be, after 90 minutes, you're going to forget that you did not exhale. You're going to be shocked at what you saw, because we're going to show a movie just like I'm speaking now, and we're going to show you what treason is. We're going to show you the manifestation of open borders and who has done it. The child sex trafficking, the NGOs, and our federal government. And it's going to be powerful. But you can go to thisistreason.com, pre-order it. It's $9.99. It's very inexpensive. And for $14.99, which Ryan Matta, my partner, did, was genius, is he started to post full-length interviews that we've done. We interviewed Christy. We interviewed about another 40 other people. And he's starting to put those up. So if you get $14.99, you can follow along as we go on this journey. So you get like 40 hours of edited behind the scenes interviews and the documentary. And I'm proud of it. I'm excited to show America, but at the same time, it is a sobering wake up call. So I'm excited about that. Thank you for having me on too.
Well, it's great having you on and meeting you, JJ. You know, you were talking about the men earlier. You and Marshall, to me, are some of those men that are standing up and not being afraid. And that's what we need, because, you know, even Malachi 4, the very last chapter in the Bible, in the Old Testament, it says, God said he would turn the hearts of the fathers back to the children and the children's heart back to the fathers, lest he strike the earth with the curse. The men are the ones that have to stand up. There's a lot of mama bears out there, and there is good men out there, but there has to be men that are going to rise up and say, not at our watch. So you're one of those men. Thank you, JJ, for what you're doing. And so, Christy, you know, how can people follow you? Last comments, closing statements you might want to say.
They can go to Women Fighting for America, WFFA.WIN, or just search Women Fighting for America. You know, I'm not in this for, it's cost me a lot. I know it's cost JJ a lot. And most of the people who I've met who have really stood up in this movement to expose what's really going on. You know, doing the right thing isn't always easy, and there's always a sacrifice behind that. And I just would really ask your audience to think about what are they willing to sacrifice, not just for this moment in history, but what we do now is going to change how the future of America and the future of Americans, including your children and your grandchildren, will live. And I know for me, not on my watch and with my last breath, I've had people try to stab me, shoot me. I could get into it. I have incredible videos, live videos. We always go live when we can, when we're in the field doing operations. And we cannot do this alone. We need more than the 10% to stand up to save this country. So I really, this is kind of a rally call for America. Please don't put all your hope into President Trump. President Trump is not the savior of America. The people are the savior of America. That's the way the founding fathers put it. I love Donald Trump. I think he's going to be a great president if they allow him to get back into office. And yes, I said if. Either way, no matter what, whether he gets in or whether he doesn't get in, if the American people stop being complacent and lazy and do not do something, America will fall. It's really that simple.
Well, Christy, JJ, Marshall, it was great having this, you know, this sobering topic to talk about. But let me tell you this for those of you watching. Being in what I'm doing with the, we launched a studio. God told me to launch it, which we did in February, to rival Disney and call it Destiny. Only we've done one film. But see, God is looking for people who says, I'm in. And I feel like God is giving you a challenge. Are you willing to go all the way? Are you willing? And so oftentimes, and I can probably, JJ Marshall and Christy would both probably acknowledge the same thing. I've seen many of my friends die, you know, whatever. They didn't take the jab, but there's a lot of different things that are happening. And it's been difficult. It's been challenging. And I said, God, I don't think I can do it anymore. And then the Lord spoke to me and he asked me a question. What about the children? And I just feel the Lord's heart. When I heard him say that, what about the children? Like, are you willing to go all the way? And, you know, we've got to get out of our little mindset of what's in it for me. And we have got to say, how can I set them free? And so I talked about this to JJ earlier. There was a, actually, you can research this. General George Washington was in Valley Forge in 1777. He had told his staff he didn't want to be interrupted. And he looked up and he heard the door open. And to his astonishment, a beautiful angel walked in. And, you know, to his surprise, she said, son of the Republic, listen and learn. There's going to be three perils that's going to come upon America. The first one she described, the American Revolution he was in at the time. The second one described the Civil War that was going to be coming, you know, in another 100 years. But it said the third would be the worst. And as you heard, even JJ said, it said America would be surrounded. And it said, it's going to look like a near-death experience, but she said the union would prevail. And so what I'm saying is, I don't believe America is going to go down. We have angels. There's more that be with us than be with them. But we have to get on our knees. We have to repent. We have to pray, and we have to take action. And you know, we can't live in this little la-la land of like, you know what, I just want to be in my little world. And what happens when it comes at your door? What are you going to do? So I think everybody had very good things to say tonight. Take action. It's time, like as they say in Hollywood, lights, camera, action. It's time to, it's go time. It is show time. So, you know, if you want to get tickets to the Convergent, which we're having in September 28th, you can actually, the tickets are, you can be sold on my website at marycrowley.com. My name's right in the middle of America. Actually, God told me that. Years ago, it's Mary, MeriCrowley.com. You get tickets, $49. It's the 28th of September. We've got some amazing people that are going to be there, including myself. We've got Leslie Russell of Equip 210. We've got Marshall. Marshall, who is all the people that are going to be at the event that you can talk about it? Marshall? Who's all at the event, September 28th? Give the names of all the speakers. I don't know.
Trisha Lindsay. Can you hear me? Trisha Lindsay. Leslie Russell.
We couldn't a minute ago.
Pastor William Green. Sister Pearl. Pastor Bill Bonucci. Quite a few other people. I don't have to fly. Lieutenant John McCarty. not you, baby. Yeah, and that's just the name.
And the dog's gonna be there too.
Yes.
Okay. Well, anyway, it's gonna be good. We're gonna see. It's important that the Patriots come together, and we're also gonna have prayer for people. It's gonna be very important. So go to the website. You can get the tickets there. So listen, thank you, JJ. Thank you, Christy. Thank you, Marshall. And thank you for watching, you know, Justice in America. We truly, as long as we rise up and speak up, this battle is going to be won, because the battle is not ours, but it's God's. So God bless you all. We hope to see you soon.
Thank you.